Hey guys, what's going on? John Shea here. So I wanted to throw this short clip in. This is going to be episode 7 of the Testimonial Technique. I actually started the recording for this, and I basically started talking in the interview and the recording hadn't started yet. So I'm still kind of getting used to using Google Hangouts, and I had some problems with Skype last week. It was crashing on me. So anyways, in this interview, I speak with a guy by the name of James Tudsbury. He actually uses Foursquare, an application that, I'll explain that in the interview, but he uses an application for, cell phones to land local business clients. It's pretty interesting. And I really like this interview because it's just very different from some of the other interviews I've been doing. And James is doing something that's also very different from what a lot of internet marketers are doing right now. And he shares some good value in this interview. So check it out. Hope you like it. Tudsbury on the show. He's actually created a Foursquare app, basically a product, Foursquare app. If you're not familiar with Foursquare, it's basically a free app that you can get, I believe, on Android and iPhone. And basically, when you go around to various locations, you can do what they call a check-in. And when you check into various locations, people can upload photos or put up tips regarding the location. If there's multiple people at the location, you'll see that there's also other people checked in. That you can unlock achievements, and even win prizes. Like, for example, if you go to a restaurant, you could check into a location and they'd actually give you, maybe a $5 gift card for the location if you've checked in a multiple number of times. So James is actually here today. He's going to talk a little bit about a product that he's created that he uses with Foursquare. I guess if you want to chime in, you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, John. I'll tell you a bit about what happened. Was I about a couple of years ago, I was testing new marketing strategies for businesses, because I do marketing for businesses a lot. And I wanted to focus on more local businesses, because I had been doing sort of national clients, estate, letting agents and accountants and that sort of thing. So I was looking at like restaurants specifically, just trying to market to them. I was trying mobile marketing, text message, mobile websites, social media. And the biggest thing I found was most of the businesses, they need marketing. And they know that, and they know that they don't really understand it very well. They know they need help. But the problem is they don't really want to talk to anybody who comes and approaches them, because they have people come in and like selling them stuff all day long, not just marketing services, but they have people, coming and selling them like insurance and selling them like a service to clean their windows and selling them like, food suppliers, trying to sell them different things. Like any business owner, they're just kind of inundated, so they're very like difficult to talk to. And when you tell them that you have, you have something good to show them, or really useful or interesting, or you have something to help them get more customers, then they kind of don't really believe that you're just trying to add value. They assume that you're going to show them something and then ask them to pay you for something straight away. So they're very kind of closed off in that way. So I was looking for something really that could help break down those barriers and just get the conversation open. So I started using Foursquare, which is a mobile app, Android, iOS, BlackBerry as well. And it's used for, it's used by customers to give, to sort of leave tips for businesses, which are like reviews. And it's used for businesses to run special offers. And what people do is they use it on their phones, they check in, and they can share the business on the Facebook and Twitter and other things. There's just a lot. There's a lot to Foursquare, but it's quite complex. All the benefits for the customers and for the businesses. So I just sort of developed a way to kind of go into businesses and show them their listing on Foursquare, and just give them a lot of value up front. It's a great sort of, I call it a throwaway service in the course, which means it's quite easy to give this information to the businesses for free, and also to do things like set them up for free. You know, so you can give a lot of value without costing yourself too much time or any money at all. And I found this when I started doing that, it really changed things overnight. You know, for two weeks, I just visited about 25 businesses, visited them all, you know, once a week for 2 weeks. And I just was talking to them about Foursquare 1 week. And then the next week I was bringing them more information, and some of them I was just setting them up on Foursquare for free and coming back and showing them what I'd done and giving them all their login details if they wanted it. And then after that, I found businesses, they all like talk to me quite openly after that. So the point wasn't to try and sell Foursquare services or marketing, because that's quite simple. The point was, you know, I got clients who wanted websites, SEO, mobile sites. They wanted social media. I did a local business workshop in the area after that. You know, the clients, they, you know, 1 week they will tell you they don't need any help. And then I did the sort of value adding campaign. And then like 2 weeks later, you know, everybody suddenly opens up, and I got a lot of clients through that. So the course is really about how to do what I did. And since then, you know, over the last few years, I've improved those methods a lot. And, you know, there's a bit in the course called the 30-day challenge. So if you're sort of struggling to find clients, which a lot of marketers are, I say basically do this for 30 days. It's basically what I did in those 2 weeks. You just kind of do that for 30 days, and then, you know, you're going to have, you know, a good handful of clients after that. I mean, those 2 weeks that I spent must have kept me busy for 4, 5, 6 months from those clients. So it's a very high power way of getting the foot in the door.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really awesome. It's definitely different than what a lot of people are doing. And I know Foursquare is getting really big. I was at an event last year, and they actually had it was a very big place. I can't really describe the location, but it was big enough that you could check into multiple locations throughout the building. And right. They actually had events going on throughout the day where you could check in at a certain place at around a certain time, and you were eligible to win prizes. So it's definitely becoming, Foursquare is getting really big.
Yeah, that's getting huge. And that's why, you know, there's just almost every business is on Foursquare now. They just don't know it, because it's the customers, the Foursquare users, that are adding the businesses, because anybody can add a location onto Foursquare. It doesn't have to be the business. It's a business's responsibility to go and find themselves on Foursquare and then claim that venue, and then they can start running special offers. So like the one you mentioned sounds like a flash special, where I think you have to, yep. You've got like a 3-hour period to check in, and then you get something, and then after that, it's, you know, the deal's closed. So that can kind of, you know, if you're having a quiet day or something, you can open up a flash special, you can advertise it on Facebook, Twitter, or to your email list, and then drive traffic up, you know, improve foot traffic over that time. Very useful.
So I assume you probably get into some of those tactics within your course and how businesses could use that to improve their, you know, drive more people, or maybe give incentives for people to be participating and actually coming to their location.
Yeah, I do. I go into quite a lot of strategies, you know, a lot of strategies about how to land clients with it, and then how to actually provide the services, you know, because there's lots of sort of best practices when creating special offers and when using Foursquare as a business. You know, it's a social media platform as well. And, you know, if you've got to help businesses, think of it like Facebook. You know, you don't just set up your Facebook profile and then leave it and it does all the marketing for you. You've got to be active. And that's what Foursquare works best. If you're responding to the people checking in, you know, you're interacting on Foursquare with your customers, you're interacting with other businesses in the area.
Yep.
You can really sort of branch out, you know, in that way. When businesses start doing that, I see a lot of benefit.
Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, you know, beyond Foursquare, I guess what got you started kind of in, you know, promoting this, like, say, in this whole avenue of internet marketing, you know, where does this kind of play into your experience there?
Yeah, well, I've always been a business owner I never really had a job since I finished studying. I studied architecture, finished in 2004, so nearly 10 years ago. And I had a business doing architectural design, and I had a business doing clothing. I had a clothing business that was another thing altogether. And then I sort of, you know, with time, I kind of gradually came to the realization that a lot of my clients, I wish they'd kind of, you know, they've come to the same realization that marketing is kind of really, you need to know it. It's sort of almost everything, because you can have a great business, but if you don't know how to get customers or clients, then, you know, you don't really have anything. I started studying marketing in my own time. And then I had a business opportunity. I was living in London, because I'm in South Africa at the moment. I moved to London in 2008, and a friend of mine had a trading, e-trades futures, very successfully. He's one of the best in the world that I know of. And he wanted to bring his business to London to start teaching people there, you know, open like a trading school. So I sort of got involved with that, and I was just thinking, you know, I don't know anyone in London. I don't know anyone who does trading. I didn't know really where to start. So I kind of thought, it occurred to me that the internet was probably the best place to go to, you know, to find people. So I just really got knee deep, or, you know, really involved in, you know, trying to find out how to generate leads and internet marketing. Then after that, you know, I was looking at basically lead generation. Then I started to get into sort of like affiliate marketing, because that just sort of came about and it seemed quite fun. So I was doing that quite successfully. But eventually, yeah, it sort of came back to doing marketing for businesses, you know, teaching them, because I'd learned a lot, and then, you know, I made it work in my own marketing. And then I just sort of, you know, like a lot of people really, you see how many businesses need help, and it's quite easy, because I can offer the services. I don't have to go and own those businesses. You know, they've already got a business, so they've got paying customers and clients. So if I provide value, the more I provide for them, you know, the more they can afford to pay me. I think it's quite nice in that way. So been doing that since 2010, early. Been over 3 years in the sort of offline side of, you know, local business side of things.
So do you typically, you know, like what are the most common businesses you might go after for, you know, promoting something like this for the Foursquare product?
Well, Foursquare works well with location businesses, right? So anywhere where you get foot traffic, you know, so if you've got, you know, so a big thing I talk about a lot in the course is restaurants, but that's just an obvious example. You can do real estate, works really well. You can do like things like dentists, even, you know, people are checking into, you know, if a dentist has an office, people check in there. And they are good examples of dentists who are like using that quite well. Those are sort of like the, maybe a few less obvious things. But, you know, things like hair salons, or anyway, like bars, pubs, clubs, artisan shops and that sort of stuff work really well. Anywhere, you know, anywhere where people are checking in, and Foursquare users, they check in everywhere they go. It's just what they do. So, you know, if you've got a location, you know, then you've got people checking in, then you can use Foursquare to capture some of that market.
So now, was there, you know, when you started doing marketing in general, was there like a particular goal or milestone that you might have reached that, you know, you were pretty happy with? Something that you really hit it off with, maybe a product, you know, making your first dime online, something in particular?
Yeah, I'd say there were like two milestones. The first sort of obvious one is when I first made any money at all. You know, I sold a little like $14 membership course that I created. it was quite basic. But I sold two of those, you know. I was like quite, and then I realized I was kind of going in the wrong direction. I wasn't really doing what I wanted to do, so I kind of, you know, did other things. But it was like I knew it was possible to you know, collect money from people I've never met just over the internet. And then it was sort of like I'd just done it for the first time, and I could go into my PayPal account and actually see like real money there.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't a lot. I'd say the next thing was, landing my first few clients, because I thought, you know, I was so involved in learning about it all that eventually it started to seem like really easy. And I kind of doubted myself. I thought, is somebody actually going to pay me for these services? You know, surely they can just go and figure it out on their own. I knew business owners don't want to do that. They want to rather just pay someone to do it. But I always had this doubt in my mind that, you know, maybe I won't actually ever find anyone who will pay me for this. And I started, but quite soon after I started looking for clients, I picked up a few, and people were really keen. And that started to be a few hundred to a few thousand dollars quite soon. And that was like real money. Another milestone would be my first passive income, because I felt like I'd really worked really hard for those. Internet marketing isn't all about passive income, you know, it's just, but I think that's a big part of it that people are sold on, you know, you can make money while you sleep.
Right.
And I created an info product and I put up Google AdWords. And once my adverts were approved, I started getting sales like two a day. It wasn't huge, but it was about $100 a week on this one product, and that was huge to me at the time, because I would literally like check my, I'd go out for the day, or I'd, you know, well, overnight I'd go to sleep, and then I'd turn on my computer, check my balance, you know, see the emails come in. And yeah, then actually, you know, that was sort of like enough money to pay for my transport for the whole week, you know, my transport costs. And then I sort of experienced kind of like a set expense in my life. Suddenly it was covered by this new thing, and I wasn't working on it. You know, I spent a day creating it, the product. I spent another day creating the website. And that's it. Then I just left it, and it just kept paying me. And that was sort of my initial thing. You know, I just sort of scaled that up from there. Really, like $100 a week is not a lot, I think, by most people's standards. But and even then, that wasn't a lot of money for me. But
yeah,
it was a lot of money to not do any work for at the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, anything that, you know, if you figure, you know, if you might be working a full time job and you're even making an extra $100 a week, you know, that could be, you know, that could be paying for your groceries or anything, really.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just paying for something, you know, you can pay, you know, I figured out I could pay for my entire lifestyle. So if I looked at, well then, okay, so that's my transport costs covered. How much do I pay in groceries? How much do I pay in rent? You know, how can I get more things going? And then I just, as I did more and more online, I just sort of thought of it that way, to the point where it's sort of paid my lifestyle off, and then after that, above and beyond everything else, is profit, and then it becomes a game, really.
No, that's awesome that, you know, you've gotten to a point where you're able to, you know, you could be, you know, sleeping and waking up and seeing money in your account. I know I've heard a lot of people talk about seeing things like that just because of doing business online, and it's just amazing that a lot of people are doing this, you know, doing these types of things that will generate sort of a passive income.
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, you know, I didn't think it wasn't possible. It made sense. You know, lots of people do it, but there's always that doubt that I had that for some reason, maybe I wouldn't be able to do it somehow. And I just found, you know, I know it's an old cliche. Everyone says you must just take action. All I did was I said two or three days out of my life, I sat down, I said, I'm just going to create this. Maybe nothing will happen, then I've wasted, you know, a few days. But if it does work, well, then, you know, it's going to be worth it. So I just did it, and, like, surprise, surprise, it just worked.
Yeah, some more consistency for you, really.
Yeah, that's it. You just got to follow through, right? And I mean, I had so many problems, you know, you just got to work through them.
Yeah.
Like stuff I never thought would be problems. I mean, like a website, and then the whole thing crashed, and then I didn't know what to do. I had to learn WordPress from scratch. In fact, then I was using Joomla, which I taught myself completely from scratch. I mean, that's all easy stuff to me now. At the time, it was just, it seemed impossible. It's just, I don't know, you just get through, you just do one problem at a time, and then eventually there's no more problems left, and you're just left with results. It kind of works like that, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally, you know, I really started, you know, with anything to do with online or web-based stuff, I started really building WordPress blogs. That was kind of my entrance into some of this stuff myself. And, you know, it was really hard, even having the ability to do a template with a WordPress site. It takes a lot of time to be able to, you know, go through everything that there is to learn, you know, understanding plugins and how to use WordPress. You know, I actually was beating myself up really badly because I didn't understand how to embed a YouTube video on my posts. And I didn't realize that all you had to do was, I think at the time it was HTML tab, but now it's like the text tab, to go over to the other tab in the WordPress post and then just put the embed code right in there. And it, I couldn't find whatever reason, whatever I was searching on Google, I couldn't figure that out. It took me forever. And I think I spent like hours trying to figure that out.
Yeah, I think I had the same problem. I was Googling, you know, how do I put a video in WordPress? And then like people said I must install this plugin and install the plugin, and it kind of worked. And just like little things, you know.
And that's like such a simple thing when you know how to do it. And it's like, wow, you know, it makes you feel kind of dumb that you didn't even know, you know, that you couldn't have found it sooner, you know. But that's the thing with those WordPress sites. Like I learned how to do them myself as well. And each site I build, I feel like I get better and better. I get things going quicker. I know which plugins to go with and what's working really well, what's popular, you know, setting up all the little things in the back end. So.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, I thought this would be a good question because obviously you have some experience, you know, with internet marketing as well. You said you did some affiliate marketing. You know, what would be like some words of advice you'd give to other people that wanted to get started marketing online, or for example, even if they were interested in more offline marketing, which is something that you're doing with this product?
Yeah, well, offline marketing, it's not as easy as a lot of people make it sound, but it's not as difficult as you might imagine at the same time. So, you know, a lot of people will say you'll buy a product, a training product, and it will tell you to go and sell, I don't know, like Facebook pages, for example. And then it'll say business owners will love this. You know, they're going to, you show them a Facebook page and it's going to make sense, and they're going to like jump down your throat and they're going to give you money. Yeah. And like people who say that, maybe that's true for the people who wrote the product. Maybe they're just so good and they have so much experience that that's how they experience it. But I find generally that doesn't really work that way. Just coming in with something that makes sense, you know, it makes sense. You know, if they use it, they're going to generate more customers. Very often, you know, businesses, I just find they just don't really want to listen. They don't want to understand. They think you're a salesman. You know, it's quite difficult to get past that. And I found the best way to do that, you know, it could be using Foursquare, like I teach there, but it could be using anything, is to just build a relationship with first based on value. So what I'd do is I'd visit business owners in my area. I'd get to know their names. I'd go in and I'd just talk to them. How's business? Or how long have you been here? And just say, I'm a marketing consultant or whatever. You know, I don't really usually sell products to, you know, I don't try and sell my service. You know, I live down the road. I don't try and sell my services to people, you know, to businesses in my area. That's kind of how I went. And then I'd say, can I help you? You know, like, you know, research them. Say, I see you have a Facebook page, or I went on your website, or do you know how to use Facebook? And then a lot of the time, they relax. Then they think, this guy's, because a lot of the time, if you don't do that, you'll have a, the business owner will be very nervous. They're going to want the conversation to end as soon as possible because they think you're about to try and sell them something at any point. And if you get make it very clear to them that you're just in there friendly, you're just talking to them, you're not going to sell them anything, then they relax. And then there's sort of flicks a switch in their mind. It makes them completely different person to you. And I've had business owners say, what is Facebook about? You know, the guy down the road's using it. I don't know what to do. I use it personally. I don't see how my business can, etc. Or I've heard of it, or I started a Facebook page, but I really don't know what to do, anything beyond that. Then you just continue to add value. You know, don't say, oh, all right, if you pay me $500, I'll set everything up for you. You know, just like add value. Just what I do is I talk to a business owner. I'd get to know him, what his problem is. Then I'd come back maybe like a week later.
Yeah.
And I'd print out his Facebook page and I'd make like handwritten notes on it. Like, you know, your image is not very good. It should be this size. Do this. I'd give him a free QR code. Say, you know, if you put this in your window and people scan it, they'll go onto your Facebook page automatically. And I find just like one or two visits of just giving value, and then and that's all it takes. And then the business owners, they will start asking you to help them with their marketing because they need it. They know they can trust you. You know, so it's like a relationship building thing. You know, it's not, as I said, it's not as easy as a lot of people say it is, but it doesn't take that long. It's not months and months of building up a relationship and then maybe one day they'll give you money. You know, you just do that a little bit at a time, and you know, you're either going to get referrals. If they don't have money to hire someone for marketing, then they don't have money. That's fine. And they're not going to be a client anyway, but you can just say, you know, do you know any other businesses? And then they will, you know, I've had people give me referrals. A lot of the time they dig up some money to get a new website. And then I become an obvious choice, and it kind of grows very quickly from there. There are ways to get businesses, land clients straight away. But don't, you know, I'd say don't bank on that necessarily, at least not when you're starting out. You know, just building relationships that was the biggest thing I ever did. And it was just made such a huge difference. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I like you talking about the way that you approach it. I mean, it makes so much more sense, because I'm sure there's so many people that are reaching out to some of these businesses trying to sell them stuff, and they just jump right into it, and they're not taking the time to get to know what the business, you know, really where they're at. They're probably just going straight for a sale.
Yeah, that is true. You know, it's not hard to set yourself aside from the rest of the marketers out there. You know. Most of them are just sort of trying to get, they want money and they want it quick, you know, and they just, they want a client and they want to, you know, go after it. I mean, sure, I when I speak to people who are trying to start up their business, they kind of, a lot of the time they're in bad financial position. They kind of need a client like yesterday, you know, they find it very hard to find the patience to give it a couple of weeks. But if they do that, you know, because they could spend the next 2-3 weeks doing stuff that doesn't work, and then they've gone nowhere anyway. So they may as well just like slow it down, just relax, not be desperate. Because when you're desperate, you know, people are very good at picking up on your underlying feelings. You know, if you're desperate, the business owners, you know, they're humans. They'll pick it up very quickly. You won't come across as genuine. So yeah, that's the biggest thing I found.
Yeah, basically building relationships, giving value, and helping others, you know, giving them something that they could actually use in their business, you know, that they could see that you're actually genuinely trying to help them and you're not just trying to make a sale.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and then other things come from that as well, because I did this with a few businesses, and then one of them told me about a business development organization. Like a nonprofit organization in the area that helps businesses. And then I had to talk to them on my behalf, and then they got me to do a free workshop, which was really easy. I mean, it was 10 or 15 business owners in a room. They told me they wanted to know about like Facebook and Twitter, like social media basically. So I just kind of made some notes, went and I stood there and I just talked about it for 2 hours in front of a whiteboard. And it was really easy. I got them to take a photo, you know, I got the organizer to take a photo of me in front of all these business owners so I could use that on my website. So now suddenly I'm a, you know, I'm a speaker suddenly.
Yeah, you're becoming an authority, basically.
Yeah, it works really well. And those businesses, you know, they're afterwards, they all want help. Because all I've done is I basically, I've done the workshop, right? So I've given them valuable information, but really what I've done is I've just stood in front of 15 business owners for 2 hours telling them how much I know. And by the end of it, you know, I'm the guy with all the answers.
Yeah.
Works well.
Yeah, that's awesome. So should probably wrap this up soon. I actually have to take off myself, but is there anything else that you wanted to share in particular? I know we covered quite a bit. I think this was great. Kind of getting an idea of what you're doing with Foursquare and just a little bit of offline marketing. I haven't interviewed anybody as of yet that really does anything like that. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'll say this. There's probably been said a lot, but like the important thing is to focus on something till it's successful. Because I find I did this a lot as well, is I'd kind of want to do a certain type of marketing, like maybe sell Facebook pages or video marketing or whatever it is. And then I'd get quite close to like the point where I could land clients. And then I sort of would be distracted very easily by, you know, somebody comes out with a course telling you that, I don't know, something else like Google Plus marketing is like the latest thing, and that they've been landing $500 clients, you know, every day for the last 2 months. Then very suddenly you kind of forget what you're doing and go after the next thing and the next thing and the next thing.
Yeah, and I totally find that, you know,
yeah, I mean, I think everyone does. You know, I found you know, you get stuck with that for like, you know, a week can turn into like a month, which turns into 6 months. You know, very easily a year can go by and you've actually, while you've done a lot in that year, you haven't actually created a lot of income for yourself, you know. Meanwhile, if you think about what were you doing a year ago that you abandoned, what if you had just stuck and done that for the whole year? You know, you'd have a whole bunch of clients paying you every month. You'd be doing that $10,000 a month or whatever your goal is, quite easily. You know, a year goes past so quickly. And I think a lot of time gets wasted, and you got to be just so focused. You know, even this year, I took January and February off to myself, really, and I just refocused, and I threw out a lot of stuff I wanted to do this year, just a lot of goals I wanted. I just chucked them all out, and I have just like a few goals, because, you know, it's like, where are we, May? June next month. You know, it's almost halfway through the year. But I'm actually making progress in a few things that I'm doing, you know. That's more important. Is making money in something is more important than trying to make money in a lot of things.
I totally agree, because, you know, I got started in this whole thing about eight or 9 months ago now. And for me, it was easy to jump around. Just like you said, it's really easy to, you know, if you go on something like the Warrior Forum, you know, there's people selling products of all different kinds every day, and there's courses that people are releasing. If you get on a few people's mailing lists, you know, you're eventually most likely going to be someone's going to try to sell you something, maybe a course or whatever it is. And it's so easy to get distracted and, look at the next shiny object. I mean, for me, something kind of went off in my head, and I thought, doing these interviews would be a good way for me to sort of still be interested in what everybody's doing, but also focus on one thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to do that for a bit. You know, the first year I was looking at everything. That's how you learn, because I kind of learned about every aspect of internet marketing and tried lots of things. And I was going, you know, it was all right, because I had another income. But the time comes where, you know, a lot of marketers, they haven't made any money after like a year. They haven't made any money. Their families are depending on them. They're still miserable in their jobs. Eventually, you got to say, okay, like I got to cut off and now, you know, be serious from now. from now on, you know. So initially, you know, when you first get into it, it's not bad, I don't think. It's just got to, you got to bring it, take it to an end at some point, though, because, you know, what are you going to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to some extent, I agree with you, because I found for me, you know, it was a little bit finding, like, you know, if I read different things or check out a couple of different Warrior special offers, it's like, well, is this something I really want to do? And if I find something that I like, then I might spend a little more time with that, because there are certain things that I just really have no interest in whatsoever. And there were other things that I was like, well, this is really interesting. I would, you know, I might actually really want to pursue this as something I could do all the time, you know, consistently and focus on.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that's, comes a point where you just got to say, right, I need to make money now. And, you just got to focus, and it's, yeah, the success comes quite quickly once you do that, I find. A lot of people just don't ever do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's not easy, you know. There's no, you know, not that I know of, that I've never heard anybody really talk too much about, you know, here's a quick fix to just start making a, you know, this great living online. You know, it's going to take time to learn a lot of these things that a lot of people are doing and having success with, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many ways to make money online. You know, there's somebody making money in every single method.
Yep.
But you can't make money in every single one. You got to choose one or two, or at least one.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up. You know, for anybody listening, this is, you know, just to reiterate that, your name is James Tudsbury. So if anyone wants to find you, is there a blog or a website that you specifically have? I don't know if you have a main blog that people could check out.
I don't, you know, jamestudsbury.com is probably a good bit. That's not much happening there at the moment, but, you know, there's some old blog posts. I'm going to be redesigning that in the next couple of months.
Okay.
But you can always go check out that.
Yeah, I'll put a link in under the show notes. You know, for anybody else that, you know, if you happen to know James, or, you know, if you've purchased his product, it's called Local Foursquare Hero, right? Correct?
Yeah.
If you've purchased that product or any other products that James has come out with, you know, go ahead and leave a testimonial or leave a positive comment about working with James. You know, if you happen to be listening to this, you know, I think you'd definitely appreciate that. But on that note, I guess we'll wrap up. And it was great having you on. You know, hopefully maybe again in the future, if you come up with other products or anything of this nature, we can do another interview.
Yeah, well, that'll be a lot. That'll be a lot. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Right. Been good. Yep.
Talk to you later.